96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
You okay?
I'm waiting on you. This is your job. I'm waiting on you. What do you want me to
do? Oh, you seem very irritated.
I am. I really am. I feel like this cab is what I'm getting the ticket for. I was getting out of your way. You were speeding up, tailing me. So I move over, and you stop me. So, yeah, I am a little irritated, but that doesn't stop you from giving me a ticket. So.
After much delay, the Texas State Trooper dash cam video of the arrest of Sandra Bland was made public last night. The reaction has been explosive, but the video is controversial and raises more questions about the last days of the 28-year-old Chicago area woman. Tonight at the Reporters Roundtable, we're breaking down the issues. In studio with me, April Rain. She's a blogger and editor-at-large for New Tribe magazine. Dr. Avis Jones-DeWeaver, social commentator and founder of the Exceptional Leadership Institute for Women. And Hamil Harris, reporter for The Washington Post. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Ladies, Hamil, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, April, first time on the show with me. You first. I will tell you, watching this video over and over and over again, I honestly had to remember to remind myself that Sandra Bland died in jail and not on the street with this state trooper. I found it that disturbing. Your thoughts about it?
Well, that's true, but I don't think it matters where she died, right? Everything is escalated. It seemed at the moment when she refused initially to put out her cigarette, because this was just a traffic stop. And even at this moment, we're not exactly sure why she was pulled over initially. She indicated that she pulled over because the officer had accelerated quite a bit behind her, and so she was trying to get out of his way. He never mentioned the stop sign that she may or may not have ran, and rightfully so, because that stop sign was actually on campus property and so was out of his jurisdiction. But either way, this should have been a minor traffic violation, a warning, a ticket at most. It should not have ended in her death.
Okay, Avis, this has been just shocking. It has taken a long time for this video to come out. From your perspective, you're sitting here and you're watching this. What are you feeling when you're watching this, watching Sandra Bland go through this with this state trooper?
The first thing I think is that state trooper is a liar. Because in his report that he wrote up after this incident, he never mentioned anything about the discrepancy around the cigarette. He never mentioned that he took out his taser and pointed it at her. So he completely left out the really the inflammatory part of their interaction. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that officers should be taught how to de-escalate situations. This, in my mind, wasn't even about de-escalation. He was the one who escalated it in the first place. Mm-hmm. She had every right to smoke a cigarette in her car. That's not against the law. So the fact that she refused to put out her cigarette gave him no right to literally open the door and grab her and physically make her come out of that car. He assaulted her rather than the other way around.
Hamil, I saw so many things wrong with this situation. I mean, even at first blush, and I tweeted about this briefly today, every time that I've been stopped by a police officer and I've asked, you know, why are you stopping me? Or even before, they've always said to me, do you know why I'm stopping you? Blah, blah, blah. They tell you why. She asked over and over and over again, why are you stopping me? And she didn't receive an answer. Hamil, what's going on here?
Well, I think, number one, you know, Ms. Sandra Bland, 2009 graduate of Prairie View University, and I looked over this video. Now, she was supposedly charged with failure to signal a lane change. Okay, so she didn't flick her, you know, that was the first day. That's what they're now saying she did. So when they, and I listened initially, and again, I'm really trying to be objective here, but it's hard. Initially, the officer did insinuate that he was going to give her a warning, but then she, from the very beginning, thought it was a ticket, okay, regardless. So there was two, but then it escalated so quickly when she could out talk him. She was talking, and it seemed like he didn't like the fact that she was challenging his intellect or whatever, and it just kind of exploded because not was she being disrespectful, she was just witty. She was like, okay, I guess you're having a good time not doing this or whatever. But it just seemed like it went from on camera to off camera, but it just seemed like it was two different worlds coming together. And the more you listen, but what I think too, again, the question was she depressed? You know, I mean, you have what happened that they put Harold inside of a jail for 3 days? And you know you hadn't done anything. And you know, I mean, she was in a situation where I think she was almost overwhelmed by the circumstance of incarceration. And we don't know what happened. I mean, I looked at her cell. Did you look at her cell? How basic it was, like a little 1-inch.
But hold on, Hamel. I mean, you know, we're not talking about the Four Seasons. We're talking about jail.
Right.
Okay. What do you expect? To be quite honest, look, she had a cot, she had potato chips. Even before you get to that point, let's just stay where we are before we even talk about her death. But just what happened on that street, I just thought was appalling. April, go ahead.
But the problem is, if she's being charged with failing to signal for a lane change, she did that because the officer was already approaching her. Does that make sense? So there's a disconnect there.
Right.
If you are already chasing after me, then yes, I'm going to signal. So he had already made it up in his mind that he was going to pull her over for something. So what is that thing that he pulled her over for? It couldn't have been failing to change lanes, because she only did that because he was already chasing her. So there's a problem there with the timing. You cannot charge someone for failing to change lanes if she only changed lanes because you're already coming toward her to arrest her.
Hold on. I need to take a break. And when we come back, Avis, I'll let you chime in also. We're going to talk to Kimberly and we're going to talk to Byron. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the Sandra Bland case in Texas and the newly released police dash cam video. April Rain is in studio. She's a blogger and editor-at-large for New Tribe magazine. Dr. Avis Jones-DeWeaver, social commentator and founder of the Exceptional Leadership Institute for Women, and Hamel Harris, reporter for The Washington Post. We are taking calls. We will remind you even after 7:30. So please, we want to hear from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 288-4876, 855-288-4876. Avis, I'll get to you in just a minute. Let me grab Kimberly calling from District Heights quickly. Kimberly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Harl.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, you know, the whole thing is so very sad. And it does, you know, I watched the video as well, and it just seemed like, you know, two different worlds. Something escalated between two people that were both full of anger. And I think it just shows how, whether you're in uniform or no uniform, how things can escalate between people when they're infuriated. And especially when you're in uniform, sometimes people forget that they're in these uniforms. And I say this because I worked in law enforcement for 10 years. However, you know, I'm not taking anyone's side. I would like to see what happened. Is very sad, but I know, having worked in law enforcement, I thought she was very bold to just kept talking and talking and talking.
But hold on, Kimberly. Here's the thing. Yeah, she can be bold, but, and I'm not a lawyer, but it doesn't appear, and we do have one here, but it doesn't appear to me that she broke the law. Okay.
But Harold, she didn't break the law, but the word that officer was dealing with was someone who refused his orders or whatever, okay? And when she said, she didn't want to get out of the car, and then he makes this comment, I'll light you up with the taser.
Yeah.
And he went south, and then just like she didn't want to get out of the car, it got ugly then. And it's like...
I'm just very bothered by the tone of this whole discussion here, because as far as I'm concerned, I didn't think we lived in a police state. Please correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but we do not live in a police state. We do not live under apartheid South Africa where I have to show somebody my papers. We, in fact, are supposed to have freedom of speech. And she had her right to be in her vehicle and smoke that cigarette. Now, just to fast forward about a couple of other things that bothered me about that particular video, she asked the police officer, and I'm sorry that she raised her voice, but you know, once again, I think she has a right to, at 14 times, why are you arresting me? Why are you arresting me? Why are you arresting me?
Right.
Finally, he says, for resisting arrest. Now, how is the only reason you're arresting someone for resisting arrest? And
yeah.
One last point. When he knocked her on the ground and she banged her head and she told him, I hit my head, I have epilepsy. What did he say? He said, good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. I need to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Sandra. We're going to talk to Byron. We're going to talk to Dimitri, because there are some other pieces that you need to hear. And you probably haven't had an opportunity to hear some of the details of this incident. And we're going to play some extended versions of everything here. And I'm looking to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. And I also want to talk about not only this issue, but in the grand scheme of things, what does this do about the Black Lives Matter movement? Is this lighting yet another canister of fuel underneath this movement? Are we seeing any progress? I want to hear your thoughts. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of the Sandra Bland case on the other side. Stay with us.